So my thoughts are not organized. I have a lot of thoughts, but they're not organized. So I'm going to do my best to organize on the fly, which I'm not good at. I'm not an organizer on the fly type of person. So we're going to present the thoughts and try and organize as we go, to the best of our ability. Okay. So we have. I just want to set up the Gemara. We're not going to do things that do it inside again. We went through that yesterday. But the Gemara is going to set up for us a boar shor scenario where the halacha is going to be chayav, contrasted with an ish scenario where the halacha is going to be pat. Okay, that's what we're looking for. That's the agenda. Okay, and the Gemara is going to play this out in a case of trying to figure out what is this. There's a brice that says boar shor chayav, and corresponding case of Asius Potter, and we're looking for that case. That's basically a search the Gemara is engaging in, looking for that case. Okay, so the Gemara lets us walk through, and there are going to be a number of different shitas out there. So we have the first possibility is we're talking about, once again, I'm just going to use Shor as our model, just for shorthand. So we're talking about a case of Kashur, and the parallel to Kashur is going to be, of course, Gacheles. Is that right?
Yes.
And now, I'm going to have a scenario where Kosher is going to be Chayav, Gacheles is going to be
Potter.
And who could that work nicely according to? That work nicely according to Reish Lakish. So that could fit according to
everyone.
Well, everyone, that's true. According to Rav Yochanan as well. But the Gemara is bothered. I am looking inside. So if we talk about a case of kosher mechusa versus gacheles, so this will work according to both Rav Yochanan and Reish Lakish. But the Gemara asks, my shnah, why is there a difference? Why indeed would it be the case that kosher is chayiv and gacheles is going to be potter? So the Gemara says, no, there is a fundamental difference. That what? Sorry. So Gemara says, yeah, we got to back off of that. Then the Gemara says, we'll go into, maybe we talk about a case of what? Meshur Mutar. Corresponding case is Shalheves. And now we're going to have a problem according to? According to Reish Lakish. Because according to Reish Lakish, Din is here Chayv, Din is here Chayv. In other words, this is going to be a Machlokes. Reish Lakish is going to say Chayav, and according to Rav Yochanan, it's Potter. So it might work according to Rav Yochanan, but it's not going to work according to Reish Lakish. So the Gemara gives two basic approaches. Approach number one is going to be what I'll call the Reish Lakish approach. Approach number two is going to be the Rav Yochanan approach, and we'll have the nuance of Rashi and Tosis. So the Gemara tells us, So really what we're talking about is a case of Shor Kosher Bar Mechusa, and Eish is Gacheles, and now he said, Maishna Hacha, Shor Dirachel and Atuke, Bor Dirachel and Ature, Gacheles, Kama Deshovikle, Ma'amya Amya. Okay? So, case number one is, this is going to become undone. This gets undone, okay? Darko, Linatuke gets undone now. And here, what happens? Ma'amya. It starts to expire. So this is trending towards Potter. This is trending towards Chai. Okay. Now here you have a machlokes between Rashi and Tosis. What exactly is going on over here? According to Rashi, we start with Rashi. Where's So, according to Rashi, what's Pshat over here? What is the role of the Cheresh? L'chora. The role of the Cheresh is a zero. Cheresh is doing nothing. And what is the role of, so what's the status of the boar? the boor and the ksur that is kosur is going to go ahead and become unwound. The shmira gets unwound by itself, and therefore you are what? You are chayiv. Masha'en ken gachelis doesn't get unwound by itself. Okay? That's going to be Rashi's vision. Tosis has a problem with Rashi's vision. What's Tosis' problem with Rashi's vision? Because once you have a shmira that is a shmira karaui, it's a proper shmira. So then why is the Baal HaShur ever going to be chayiv? You did a shmira karoi. And when you do a kosher, it looks like a shmira karoi. Why should you be potter? That's what Tosis highlights in the first Tosis and the second Tosis. Let's see second Tosis inside. Peyush Rashi, afilu below, cheresh daklanatu, kevechem bor daklanatu rei. And you have to say the kosher because kosher, the kisui, is always karoi, as we see in the Gemara later on. Tznan kiseu karoi is potter. Venire, lefarish. What does it mean, daklanatu rei? Al yede cheresh ka'omar. De. Gora mishum de mosa lecheres, aval gacheles, lo gora kokach, de ein darko le labos gacheles, kemoshe darko le natuke sur, le natuke bor, de kamed is sovic law, cheres, ma amya, amya va'az. So Tosa says, no. What's going on over here is, it is a shmira karaui. It's a proper shmira. It's a proper shmira. So what happened over here is when he gave it over to the cheres, so you have a Shmira plus Cheresh equals Chayiv. Why equals Chayiv? Because the Cheresh is a minus. He's a diminisher of Shmira. That's what's messing it up, is that he's going to cause it to become undone, and therefore you're going to be Chayiv. Ba'amei Dvar Mamur, when does Tosa say this? In the case of Kosher. But in the case of Gacheles, which is ma'amya, amya, va'azil. So then, giving it over to the cheresh is not a problem. Okay. That's Tosis within Reish Lakish. That's Rashi. Yes?
Tosis is saying that the cheresh itself is a cover.
That's correct. Okay. Now, at the end of the shir, I threw a lumdus at you. I want to go over that lumdus now again, because I think it's the absolute key to the sukkah. Now, if you're a Baal Bas, if you're a simple, plain vanilla Jew, the way I would learn the sukkah, and I'm not saying it's a wrong way to learn the sukkah, is, are all mazikin created equal? Some, for example, and I'm not talking about what you think I'm talking about, but sometimes you have a mazik that's a real big threat, and sometimes you have a mazik that's a lesser threat. Now, you might argue this sukkah. You might say, you know, a spider might be one level of threat, and a snake might be a different level of threat, and a lion might be a different level of threat. They're different levels of threat. Okay? Now, one could learn this sukkah very simple. It's a very simple sukkah, very simple. Balabatish explanation. What is a greater level of threat? A shor or a fire? And the Gemara is saying that a shor is a greater level of threat. The shor is a greater level of threat, and therefore, even if you have some kind of shmira over here, and you have some kind of shmira over here, but the bottom line is, if you have the cheresh, you have a shmira, and then you throw in a cheresh, well, the cheresh is going to go ahead and mess things up. And when do I have to really worry? I have to worry about the greater threat, which is shor, and I have to worry less about fire. A match is a much lesser threat, and therefore I have to worry less about that. And that's an explanation. Is it a lumdish explanation?
No.
It's not a lumdish explanation. Is it a good explanation? It's not a bad explanation. It's not a terrible explanation. But, and you could say this. A good balabadish explanation, and we're just arguing about the quality of the threat. The degree, severity of the threat, and this cheresh will mess up, and this cheresh will not mess up, and that's the end of the story. But we're trained in yeshivas to apply lumdus. And perhaps there's a deeper lumdus over here. And just to bring out that lumdus, I gave you at the end of the Marmakomos, most of you didn't do it, but let's just see. There's a Gemara on Daf Chav Tesmer Beis, and the Gemara on Daf Chav Tesmer Beis suggests an interesting muscle.
a muscle, the sukkah doesn't matter for us, but a series of muscles, somebody learned this in Bekis. The Gemara is found about two-thirds of the way down. And the Gemara starts, first word on the line is Amar Ravina. Mashal de Rav Ada bar Ada lema hadavar domer. A mussel of Rav Ada bar Ava lema hadavar domer. Lemotzi bor megula. You find a bor megula. Vikisahu. And you cover it. Vichazar vigileu. And then you went ahead and uncovered it. So the Gemara says, "Don't worry about the comparison, but just look, I want to get the muscle. Hasam lo istalaklu ma'isa rishon, hacha istalaklu ma'isa rishon." Okay, that's one example. A boar that was uncovered, covered, and uncovered again. And then the Gemara says, "No, the better comparison is halo domi elalamotzi boar megule utmama." V'chazar v'chafra, you filled it up with dirt, and then you redug it. The istalkulu ma'isarisha. So what I'm the Gemara is giving us two mats of a bad boar, good boar, bad boar. One model is a boar that was a boar, you covered it, and now you uncovered it. That's one model. Second model, you cover it, it was a bore, you filled it, and then you redug it. Second model. In Lumdish terminology, could you describe the difference between those two patterns? Bore, no bore, bore. Okay? Chayev, potter, chayev. Two different ways of chayev, potter, chayev. Go ahead, Ari.
But one of them.
Say not one of them, say the one. Say the first or second one.
In the case where the guy who comes in goes ahead and refills that bore up, he's establishing that bore in his own shoes by redigging it afterwards. But when he's just covering it and taking it up and covering it, it still stays under that same bow who originally owned that bore.
Okay, that is true. That is true and excellent and good, and in the context of sugya, absolutely correct. But I want to add a little bit. When you cover a boar, what do you do? You're being shomer the boar. Is the chetza of boar still there? There's a chetza of boar. Is there a mazik in place? It's there, but it's a mazik that is a mazik hashomer. What happens when you fill the boar? When you fill the boar, there's no longer a mazik there. It's not called a mazik. Oh yeah, there's a boar there. That's his filth. There's no boar there. There's this kind of boar. And now the second guy goes in and redigs the boar. What's he doing? He's doing something brand new. It's a new boar. Whereas when you're uncovering the old boar, that's not a new boar. It's the same exact boar that you just undid the shmir. So the more lumdish of formulation of Tosis, and I think the better shot in Tosis, this is Tosis Reish Lakish, is as follows. Rabosa. When you have a shor kosher, describe for me a shor kosher in lumdish terminology.
The mazik is still there, but the shmira is also closed.
That's correct. You have the mazik is extant. It's present, but it's shomer. It's shomer, but it's being guarded. It's watched. So you're potter. How would you describe a gachelis? A gacheles is no longer is a cheftza shel hezek. Why is it not a cheftza shel hezek? Because it's ma'amya amya va'azla. It doesn't have a shame mazik. Oh, in light of this, what is the svara? Tosa says, when it comes to a bor shor, that's kosher, and now it's shomer. Shomer karabi, says Tosis. But now you have a cheresh, you're chayv. But by the gacheles plus a cheresh, you're potter. Say that over in lumdish terminology.
A
Yeah, I'm just saying, Tos says, Shmira plus Cherish, by Shor, is Chayav, but by Eish, Shmira, by Eish, Kacheles, I'm calling it Kacheles, because I don't want to use the word Shmira, plus Cherish, is Potter. So what are we saying? Does a Cherish have capacity for Shmira? Is he a plus or is he a minus? He's a minus. So what does he do? What doesn't he do? A Cherish will undermine a Shmira, but will not do what? Will not be able to create a Shemazik. A Shemazik. And that is what Tosis is saying. Now, do you see how that is more satisfying than the Balabatish approach? Do you see why that's more satisfying, the Balabatish approach? Because the Balabatish approach, I just want to, methodologically. Balabatish approach is basically saying, okay, let's go out and do some statistical analyses and see how shomer this is, how shomer that is. We got to go out and just do a lot of analysis, you know, scientific work and figure it out. And then this is all just quantitative. What Lundis does is it takes us out of the world of quantitative and puts us into the world of categories. Not quantities, but categories. And now I have a category called a mazik that is somewhere versus another category, that which doesn't have a shame mazik at all. And it's much easier and satisfying to work in categories than in quantities. When you're a posek, you got to deal with the facts, you got to deal with Rosh Yeshiva, Magid Shir, he doesn't deal with facts. People are like, halacha ma'aseh. He didn't care about halacha ma'aseh. He's dealing with halachic categories. And that's the suggestion of what's happening over here.
Good?
Good? Let's jump to, let's just go jump ahead now just to Rav Yochanan. Because I think in Rav Yochanan, we might be forced to go into Balabatish mode. We might. Just want to make one parenthetical comment, which, again, who was talking? Ivri with MVP on the at lunch yesterday. And we were talking the sugya. So I just want one other thing came out that I just want to bring out. I think is a very healthy point to get to. A side point, but an important point. Here we're talking about Cherish Shoyt V'Katan. In Kol HaTorah Kuli, you hear Cherish Shoyt V'Katan, what do you think in your mind? Well, what's the first thing that comes in? Lav bar das. So, for example, is a cheresh shoyt v'katan chayav in mitzvahs?
No.
No. Let's say he's a really, 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 really smart katan. Is he chayav in mitzvahs?
No.
No. Genius cheresh. Is he chayav in mitzvahs? No. You know why? Because the halacha works in categories. Once he's categorized as a katan, he could be a prodigy. He could be smarter than any of us. A minute before his bar mitzvah, he's putter, and a minute after, he's chayv. It's a halachic category. Categorized as a lav bar das, irrespective of his intellect. Can he make kinyanim? Can he make kinyanim? No. Can't make kinyanim. A minute before bar mitzvah, no. A minute after bar mitzvah, yes. He's a tricky one. Can he do Shmira?
Yes.
Quintos, yes. Why? He's a la bar das. So, is Shmira a halachic category? What is Shmira? Shmira is a mitzias. Is it shomer or is it not shomer? That's not a formal halachic category. Rabosai, is a dog a bardas?
No.
No. If you have a German shepherd watching your house who's been trained that on any intruder he will rip him apart, is the dog a bardas?
No.
Absolutely not. Absolutely not. Is your house shomer?
Yes.
Absolutely yes. So. Absolutely yes. A fence is not a bardas. But does a fence create shmirah?
Yes.
Yes. In other words, a katan, a cherish, can have shmirah because it's not a halachic category. It's a mitzias. You could have a katan, and what's the conclusion, Tysus? The sugya, according to Tosis, according to Yochanan, is talking about a certain type of katan that can do what? That can do a level of shmirah. A level of shmirah. Not the shmirah of a gadol, but not the shmirah of a two-year-old. Can do a level of shmirah, what I'm going to call shmirah, what he calls shmirah ksas. And that's the premise of Yochanan. In other words, Rabbi Reish Lakish says the cherish is doing negative shmirah. According to Tysus, the cherish is doing what kind of shmirah? According to Rav Yochanan, it's doing not a full shmirah, but a shmirah nonetheless. And now, the sugya according to Rav Yochanan. How does the sugya play out according to Rav Yochanan? Let's go to the maskana, and then we'll see how Tosis got to that maskana. How does the sugya play out according to Rav Yochanan? Remind me.
Maskana
Sagamar. We're talking about a shur... Mutar. Ashur Mutar Kavasei Be'esh is Shalheves. In Lundish terminology, is Ashur Mutar a Mazik? It's a Mazik. Is Shalheves a Mazik? It's a machloikas. I agree with you. Go ahead, say what you mean.
For Rabbi Yochanan, Ashav is not a mazik because it's the cherish of the katan that's going ahead and doing that maisa. But according to Reish Lakish,
a shalheves is a mazik, has a shame mazik, and gachelis doesn't. According to Rabbi Yochanan, even a shalheves does not have a shame mazik. And now Tosis says, I'm in a bind. I am kosher, says Tosis. I have a problem. Because, after all, if Shalheves doesn't have a Shem Mazik, what's the better parallel? Shor Mutar or Shor Kosher?
Kosher.
Because it's the same thing. They're both not Mazikim. Shor Kosher, like this comparison... So Tosis says, therefore, you see that the fact that the Gemara does not equate for Rav Yochanan shor kosher to shalhevet suggests that there is an alternative thing going on in the Gemara according to Rav Yochanan, and the alternative thing is this variable called cherish, the cherish who does ksas shmirah. Sat Shmira. And now I think, and then this is, you might not be satisfied, Rav Fox, you might not be satisfied, but I think now Rav Yochanan and Tosis are going Balabatish. And what do they say? Shor Mutar needs Shmira. Needs Shmira. Shalheves doesn't really need Shmira. It's a little bit, but not really. Not really. So, what's the Chiddush of the Gemara? What's the Chiddush of the Gemara? Does a Chiddush do something? It does something. So if you put a Chiddush over here with the Shor Mutar, a Shor Mutar needs Shmira, a Chiddush does Shmira, what's the din? Not enough. A cherish is not sufficient shmirah. Actually, I'll take it back. There is a lot. The cherish over here is, this is a quantitative issue. Shor Mutar needs shmirah, and cherish doesn't do enough. What about shalheves? Shalheves is a cheftza that, according to Rabbi Yochanan, is not a mazik. And if it's not a mazik, even though the cherish doesn't do enough shmirah, it's okay. It's okay. Why? Because a
cherish can't create a mazik.
Because a cherish doesn't create a mazik. Exactly. Exactly.
And therefore
a potter. And therefore a potter. And that's going to be your case of chayiv and potter.
Yeah.
very like twisted logic.
Not at all twisted logic. It's actually perfect. It makes perfect sense. I'm very sad.
See differently.
Okay. That's fine. We see differently about a lot of things. Yeah. And this will just be one on the list.
Okay. Okay. Now let's go back to Rashi. Back to Rashi. Because Rashi is mamish a conundrum. A conundrum. Why do I say Rashi a conundrum? Because let's just do Rashi slowly and carefully. Rashi says, you do Shmira? Let's go. Shur Kasher. Is the Cheresh in the mix? Is the Cheresh relevant to anything?
No.
He's not relevant to anything. Is a Shur Kasher Shamur?
Technically not.
Shur Kasher is?
Yeah,
it's got some Shmira. But says Rashi, what happens to the Shmira? It unravels. It becomes undone. Which puts Rashi in a bind. This whole, because if it's Shamur, what's the meaning of Shamur? Shamur means
Yipater.
Yet here we're talking about something that's Shamur, and the Gemara says, yeah, but it unwinds. Now, by the way, just think about this for a second. Tosus was bothered by that. Because the word kosher in all of Masechus Bava Kama means what? Karoi. And karoi means doesn't become unwound. So what did Tosa say to get out of that problem? It's karoi, because that's what kosher means. Mechusa means karoi. So what's unwinding it? The Cheresh is unwinding. You know why Rashi didn't learn that way? Because it's not what the Gemara says. You also have to pay attention to the Gemara. The Gemara says that when it comes to a boar, shor derocheha lenatuke, boar derocheha lenature. How does Tosis read those words?
The
Cheresh does. It's boar is not derech lenatuke. Sure is not Derek Lenatuke. When you have an external force, it's going to mess things up. That's what's Menat Lenatuke. That's what the Gemara says. Rashi is paying allegiance to the words of the Gemara. That the boar itself, the shore itself, is going to become unwound. But now Rashi's in a bind. Because according to Rashi, as Tosa says correctly, shore, kosher, boar, mechusa always means karoi. So, stickle problem. So that's why had you look at the Shita Mekubetzet and the Ramban. Because the Shita and the Ramban try and solve this problem. Again, the lumdus of Rashi, let's just work on the lumdus for a moment. It's the same lumdus. Why is it that a shor kosher is going to become unwound? And what does that suggest about shor kosher?
It's a mazik.
The mazik is there. It's being shomer, but that shomer is temporary, and therefore you still have responsibility. Whereas, by gacheles, what do you mean? It's not even shomer. Yeah, it's not shomer because, but it doesn't make a difference. It's not shomer. It doesn't make a difference. Why does it make a difference? Because ma'amia. What does ma'amia mean?
No,
there's no shame mazik. So the lumdus is there, but the halachas is problematic. So how do you look at the Pnei Yehoshua Shita Mekubetzet? So the Pnei Yehoshua and the Shita, they go down. There's two roads to go down. One road to go down is saying, yeah, Tosis is correct. Karoi means karoi. But there is still some kind of delinquency on the part of the Baal Hashem. Somehow you can have a shmira karoi and still fail and be chayv. And what's that? What's that? So he quotes a Ramban in the Melchamos, Bava Kama, Daf Nun Beis. He says, because what happens when you tie a banana? It just says, thank you for tying me up, I'm good. It
tries to get out.
It tries to get out. You tied it really, really good. So is it going to get out?
No.
Maybe eventually, but it's tied up. You tied up karoi. So there's an other obligation, and that is, says the Ramban, to do periodic checks. You got to check periodically and see how things are holding. Because you know eventually everything expires, including this knot, including this kisui. So periodic checks. And your failure to go and check periodically, that's the delinquency, and that's why you're chayv. So ultimately, the shmira is karoi, but there's a further demand that's being missed. And that further demand does not exist by shalheves, by kacheles, because kacheles is not even a shem mazik. That's the Ramban. Which means, by the way, and the reason that Peshu doesn't like this Ramban is because Iker Chosim and Asefer. You kind of should have said that. Plus, when you look at the Lashon of Rashi, the Lashon of Rashi has some language that might suggest otherwise. Is this a Shmira Karoi? So Rashi writes, Shor Darko Lenatuke, Vahavali Lasuke Daite, Shafil Enachesh Matiro, Sofal Hatus Atzmo, Hilkach, Shmira Ra'uahi. Therefore, because it's Darko Lenatuke, what kind of Shmira is it? It's not a good enough Shmira. It's a Shmira Ra'uah. The next Rashi writes Lenature, Limpo, Hilkach, Shmira Ra'ahi. And in fact, the Pnei Yeshua writes, if you look at Perek HaKones, so the Mishnah's language is not kosher, but na'ul. You want Shmira proper? That requires ne'ila, not kshira. So really, you could learn Rashi as what? As? Not like Tosa says. Tosa says it always means karoi. Maybe it means lo karoi. And then when you have a insufficient shmira, by shor bor yechayev, what then, why is the Gemara even talking about cheresh, by the way, according to Rashi? To be mechadesh to you against Rav Yochanan's cheresh aliba de tesis. That cheresh does not up the quality of the shmira, and kamashma is a shmira u'an. You're chayev by shor, and you're putter by shalheves by gacheles. Sorry, because gacheles doesn't have a shema. And that's a pshat in Rashi, an alternative pshat in Rashi. I bring up Rashi because I want you to see the Rambam and listen to the Rambam. The Rambam writes the following. Rambam, Nizke Mamon 4:6. I ask you 5 minutes of Klar attention. Klar attention. This is amazing. I'm so happy about what I'm about to learn with you. I'm really excited. I can't imagine a better way for me to go into Shabbos Kodesh than this Rambam, Nizke Mamon 4:6. And the Rambam, Nizkei Mamon 12:8. No better way. No better way. What? I mean, I'm having Oneg Shabbos on a Thursday. Wow. It's crazy. I feel like I don't even need like a Purim. This is so intoxicating. It's so intoxicating. Yeah. Okay. 4:6. 4:6. Watch this. So the Rambam writes as follows. Mosar behemto lecheresh shayta v'katan. You send your animal to a cheresh shayta v'katan. Now watch this. Afal pi shayashur kosur Habaylim chayovim. Shidarko shel shur. Ukayotzibo lahater hakesher. Ulatzeis lahazik. Who does it sound like so far? Like Rashi. Like Rashi according to Tosis. And then he writes, Afilu shamrua shmira me'ula. Even if you did a what? A great shmira. You're chayav. And notice, shmira me'ula v'chasra. And it did what? And it dug itself out. V'yotze v'zika bailim chayavim. You're chayav. Now, did the cheresh have anything to do with this?
Zero.
Zero. It's a pele. It's a pele. You did a shmira karo'i, a really strong shmira. The Rambam cannot be learning like the Ramban and Rashi. That is an untenable shot. To say the Rambam is telling you, yeah, you got to check it out. You got to check. And you didn't check, and it's an untenable shot in the Rambam. You want to say it in Rashi? Maybe. Not in the Rambam, because the Rambam meant for you to learn his sefer as a standalone sefer. And he never says it, and if he doesn't mean it. And the Ravid goes apoplectic.
No.
The Ravid says, Amar Avram, Chaye Roshi. That's like a curse word. Dover ze lo matzati lo soiris. Kimash shamer bar mechusa v'shar kosher shemazach eshav dekatan shuchayev is be'enu kosher ve'enu mechusa karoi askina. V'soimer chashmir zacheresh. We talk about a case where you didn't soimer karoi and you gave it to a cheresh. That's when you're chayev. Like the shita mikubetzet, like the Pnei Yoshua. But to say you're soimer karoi, and you chayev? What does shmira karoi mean? Another Rambam. 12:8. Nizkemam. Hamoser boro. Lashomer. Hashomer chayev benizkov. You give a boar to a shomer, the shomer is chayev. You gave it over, you did something, you gave it over. V'im mosor lecheresh shayta v'katan. Af alpi shahaya mechuse. Harei habaylim chayovim. Shahabor oselis galos. V'elu ein bohem das. Says the Ravid. Ani Omer, shelo haya mechusa karoi. But you must be talking about a case where it was not mechusa karoi. I think the Rambam is talking about a case where it was mechusa karoi, because he didn't say it wasn't. So what is pshat? It's the same. The Rambam is the same bor shor, same din. What's the pshat?
Since I'm giving it over to the Ferris over the cousin, since even though there's incredible shmira on it, it's locked into a cage. It doesn't matter because there's no bailus.
I mean, no bailus.
Meaning, I'm giving over to the Ferris over the cousin. There's no, he's not considered a bail, so he's not able to check on it.
So what?
But it's somewhere.
So what?
I'm the bail.
Meaning, if it ties, if it digs under, there's no one to do anything.
You're right, but I tied up good. What do you expect me to do? I'm what do you expect me to do?
You gotta be there. That's what
I think the pshat is as follows. Yeah.
You can't trust the cheresh of the bussa. It's still valid shit even by Sharulah, because they can still do something.
But they didn't do something.
Yeah.
They didn't do it. This is the pshat. You're saying, okay. This is the pshat. Shir is saying it, but not, he's saying it. Rabosa. According to the Rambam, a cheresh shoit of a cotton ain't lo das. Maybe this is pshat and Rashi too. Now that I'm saying it's in the Rambam, maybe this is the pshat and Rashi. What's a cheresh?
Zero.
What does that mean? He's a zero. What it means is as follows: a cheresh shayta v'katan is inherently volatile. it creates a matzav of volatility. Meaning, he's the X factor. You don't know what he's going to tell.
He can't create a matzav.
He might do nothing. He might be shiner. He might. He's an X factor. The second you give it over to a chere shoyte v'katan, the shor kasur is definitionally eino shomer. Ayin shomer? No. Halachically, it's not shomer because what's this cheresh going to do? What's this shota going to do? What's the answer? You don't know. And the second, there is a state of uncertainty that you create in this shor, that's by definition not shomer. It's definitely not shomer. And now when it escapes on its own, you chayv. You know why you chayv? Because you didn't do a proper shmirah. Why did you do a proper shmirah? Because you gave it over to... Does the chayv shot v'chad? Is he going to butcher it? Is he going to butcher it? You don't know. Is he going to shimer it? You don't know. You don't know. That's the key. You gave him over to a volatile situation. Volatility is the exact antithetical to shmira. Shmira is security. Insecurity, volatility, uncertainty, variability is by definition not shomer. And therefore, the cheresh didn't do anything. He didn't touch it. He was a good, good boy. The cut was a good, good, good boy. But it got out. And if you ask the question, were you shomer karo'i? The answer is
no.
No, you weren't. Because when you give it over to cheresh shoyt v'katan, and maybe that's the pshat Rashi. Yeah, there's a shmirah karo'i, but once there's, and then, so the mesira, so it's beautiful. I mean, it's mamish exciting. This is so exciting. Why is it exciting? Because does it everything works according to the Rambam. Is the boar, in other words, is the according to Rashi, we're bothered. Is it karoi? Is it not karoi? And why isn't we talking about a case of cheresh over here? Why are you talking about cheresh over here? According to Rashi, we have to give a chiddush. You're talking about cheresh to teach you afuke mitrav yechon alibit tesis that a cheresh doesn't do shmir ksas. I'm saying something different. Is that no? You need cheresh over here because it's because it's shomer karoi, but by giving it over to the cheresh, you're creating a matzav of uncertainty, and that is a lack of shmira. Questions come forward. We will stop with this.